Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bridget Kelly, the Interior Textile Director with the Campaign for Wool. Bridget, how you doing?
I'm very well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I've caught you in Scotland, and you have a big event there that actually has been a long time in the planning. You mentioned it to me when I saw you at Surfaces in Las Vegas back in January, and it's a big event. It's the Dumfries Wool House Conference. So tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Well, this event has been in the making quite some time. It's held in Scotland at Dumfries House, which is one of the Prince's residences. The Prince of Wales is the patron of the Campaign for Wool. We've gathered together all the big names in the industry, and we're meeting to discuss wool, all its successes, its challenges, and also to bring together a large group of people behind the Dumfries House Declaration.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And will the Prince of Wales be there?
The Prince of Wales is attending.
So tell us who else is there. I mean, it sounds to me like you're trying to continue to raise the awareness. Just a little background. This Campaign for Wool started in 2010. So you continue to have these events, and you bring in designers, various professionals that are involved in the downstream pull of wool, right?
That's right. There's a healthy mix of people attending this event that from the very first part of the story of wool, from farmers and producers, yarn spinners, right the way through to manufacturers, and then right at the other end to designers. For instance, we've got Paul Smith attending, who's an iconic name in the British design industry. He's attending to talk about his usage of wool. All these people are fantastic ambassadors for the story. Their work is amazing examples of wool. The aim, obviously, in all of these, as you say, is profile building and keeping the story of wool, its assets and benefits, at the top of the pile.
Mm-hmm. And as part of this event, you're actually signing a declaration that's got a little bit of an environmental message, correct?
That's right, yes. The declaration really is to harness all those names and all that passion for wool and to sort of support the key benefits, the environmental assets, and the great work that is done from the farm right the way through with wool, and to promote the benefits. And we're calling it the Dumfries House Wool Declaration. I think you'll hear a lot more of it going forward.
Most of my listeners are focused in the flooring business. Most people know that the original way that carpet was made used animal hair and a woven process, and it continues to be the fiber of choice on the upper end of the market. What can you tell us about pricing and consumption for wool right now?
Well, in the wool industry, the price of raw wool to the industry is actually very good. It's stable. It historically had been through a bit of a patch where prices went up. That's never good for the industry. They like to know what they're paying for things, but wool prices are stable and healthy at the moment and very affordable for manufacturers. And the market consumption of wool continues to grow. So I think it's a good position on both sides. It's a good position for the farmers and what they're getting, and it's also a good position for manufacturers in terms of what they're paying for their wool.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to remind our listeners who don't know the details about wool that a sheep needs to be sheared for its own health. And so the wool fiber that we use to make carpet is a byproduct of the process of raising sheep, right?
That's right. The wool is removed for, you know, animal welfare requirements, really. Otherwise, the sheep would start to suffer with a very heavy, bulky, matted fleece. So it's sheared, and that wool then goes on into the industry. And, of course, wool itself replenishes, so it's there every year. So it's a very sustainable source for the wool textile industry.
Mm-hmm. And there's two major sources for wool in the world. There's British wool, and then there's New Zealand wool. And oftentimes these fibers are blended because of their different properties, right?
That's correct. I mean, from an interiors and flooring perspective, the key wools are British wool and New Zealand wool. They're the top quality wools for particularly for carpets. And the best is a blend of the two, bringing the softness and the clarity of New Zealand wool and the strength and robustness of British wool, which obviously makes the carpet resist pressure and footfall.
All right, Bridget, this event takes place actually tomorrow the 9th, and it's at the Dumfries House, as we mentioned. So tell us what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow morning when it opens up, there will be a lot of people queuing to get in, and there are a series of seminars that are being held, panel discussions about various areas that we feel are topical for our guests. There will be a look at both the fashion side and the interior side. There will also be a film that's been made recently in the last 2 years, which looks at the issues of fast fashion, and some of the topics that are looked at in there are not dissimilar to the issue of making man-made products for interiors. So it looks at the ethics of wool. We have Livia Firth, who is creative director of EcoAge, who's going to look at all the ethical concerns around the wool industry. The event's sponsored by Marks & Spencer, of course, which is a name that's very well known because it's on the high street in the UK and is known for quality. We have the CEO, Steve Rowe, coming to talk to us about it and how Marks & Spencer's re-embraced wool. And we have interaction, of course, with our audience. So we are welcoming questions and discussions throughout the day. This is a healthy, open-hearted discussion, which we hope there'll be plenty of interaction.
Is there anybody from the USA there?
There is. We've got Godfrey Hirst. We have got Jared Coffin from Masland. We've got Krista Eliasson from CCA Global. And we have Keith Spano.
Okay, great. Well, I hope it goes well tomorrow. I appreciate you giving our listeners a quick rundown on what's going on. Again, been talking to Bridget Kelly, the Interior Textiles Director for the Campaign for Wool, about the Dumfries House event happening tomorrow in Scotland. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.